Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
News Talk 1110 99.3 WBT. It is the Brett Witterbull Show, 704-570-1110. We cross the streams AM and PM every single day at this time. And today, welcoming back to the program, one of my favorite hosts on all of Good Morning BT, Beth Troutman, joining us. Hello, Beth. How are you?
I'm one of your two favorite hosts on all of Good Morning BT. I'm so flattered.
In the entirety of Good Morning BT, you are one of my favorite hosts. It's really a real pleasure to finally get to know you a little bit. How are you?
Oh, well, I am flattered. And you know what? Tomorrow, we're actually celebrating the one-year anniversary of Good Morning BT.
What? Oh, these kids, they grow so fast. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Can you believe it?
No, I can't.
So much fun and such a remarkable experience working with not only the team at Good Morning BT, but with you and with Pete Callender and with Brett Jensen and I mean with Mark Garrison. It has just been such a remarkable experience that I feel like it's been a month or maybe a month and a half. The fact that an entire year has passed is unbelievable to me. And so it's a big thank you to you and to everybody there at WBT, because it's just been one of the best professional experiences of my life.
And that's so sweet of you to say. But you know, the thing, I get asked this all the time, and I know pretty much everybody on every show is going to agree with me. These are shows where, like, we all like each other. There's no like feuding in the hallway or I don't talk to them. And I mean, even the whole building itself, like between all the stations that are in our building, everybody gets along. But all the different shows, like we see each other, we get excited. It's fun. And when we get to do like some event, Hancock's Bikes for Kids or going out to Monroe for Crime Stoppers or anything like that, it's really cool because we get to see each other. And that's what's really fun. And we do really like each other. People ask me that all the time.
It's actually an anomaly, I think, more so than people think in a business like ours, because some people are competitive or you think, you know, people get egos involved. And we just have such a lovely respect and admiration, all of us, for each other and each other's levels of talent. And we all have different levels of talent and different perspectives that we bring to the table. And I mean, it's a beautiful potion that we've created.
All right. Let's I'm going to pivot to something kind of unconventional, nothing weird, but this is an interesting story.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember when the J6 tapes were released by Speaker McCarthy and Tucker Carlson aired them on television?
Yeah.
And it was a huge thing a few weeks back. The QAnon shaman, Jacob Chansley's been released from prison 14 months early because they're saying... the videos that they saw didn't feature him breaking stuff and fighting cops. And they saw him kind of getting led around by the Capitol Police, looking at different things and whatever. So he's been released 14 months early from prison. I'm wondering if this is going to have a waterfall effect. He's now in a halfway house.
I wondered the same thing. I saw the article a little bit earlier today because his attorney made the argument that the evidence, those video moments that were shown by Tucker Carlson, that evidence was exculpatory. And obviously a judge agreed and here he is in a place, I think, kind of waiting to see what the next thing is that happens. And I think it will probably be one of those instances on a case-by-case basis, you know, because there's video evidence that shows people doing different things at different moments, at different times, and getting caught up in the moment. And I would imagine that this is something that we're going to see on a case-to-case basis, but I would imagine that every attorney for every person who has been charged, which I think is a little more than 1,000 people over the course of the last year and a half, that or 2 years, almost 2 years, which is crazy to think about. I guess it's been a year and a half, really, more than anything. That each attorney is probably saying, all right, we need to go back and rethink what happened to my client. And so we may see more of this happen. We may see more people try to make this happen for their clients and, right. and can't. I think it will be really an interesting thing to watch. But like you said, I think we will see a waterfall of sorts. I don't know that we'll necessarily see everyone get out for, you know, early, but I think we may see at least their attorneys trying.
Yeah, it's the one thing I think we can say with near biblical certitude is that anybody who's getting released as part of these tapes or any that there is very likely a near zero possibility that there's going to be recidivism. Like I got to believe that these people, him in particular, I got to believe he's not going anywhere near the Capitol for the rest of his life. I
100% agree. You know, I think he would be one of the most fascinating people to sit down and
Oh my gosh.
And to do it, you know, the one thing that doesn't happen, especially in television interviews now, is, you know, people on different networks interview people through the lens of whatever the bent of that particular mm-hmm. network is. And I would love to sit down with him and just crack that the veneer of and just get to the heart of who he is as a person and probably how much he has changed and yeah. thought about life and thought about everything from democracy and to freedom to, you know, getting caught up in a movement. Because whether or not, whatever you think about QAnon, mm-hmm. it's a movement. You know, it's certainly something that has had a tremendous impact on the people who are part of that group and who pay attention to what's going on. And I wonder, I would love to sit down and have an extensive 30-minute, one-hour conversation mm-hmm. with him and get to know him on a human level and get to know his perspective on how much has changed for him since January 6th of 2021.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely. Have you ever had a personal one-on-one interaction with a QAnon person?
Yes, I have.
I have, too.
I have, and that person still interacts with me. Still, she'll send me letters and things like that.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have certainly had interactions with people. And there's a friend of mine that I knew from high school band whenever I was at Concord High School, you know, the neighboring city to Charlotte there,
sure.
who is very active in QAnon and posts about it a lot on social media. So I've definitely had contact with people who have been on the periphery of my circle or whom I've met through being a television and radio host and that kind mm-hmm. of thing, because you meet all kinds of people and you listen to all kinds of different perspectives.
Yeah. I got invited to give a speech back on the West Coast. And I realized very quickly as I was getting into my speech that is exactly where I had been invited and nobody told me.
And, oh, wow. How did that go?
I'll tell the whole story at some point. It was alarming. It was freaky and kind of funny. Like, I can't explain it. I went to this thing under completely different pretenses. And I showed up and I'm just starting to give my speech and these people are reacting and I'm sitting there going, kind of like the, you know, when the Terminator can look through that bionic eye and be like, oh yeah, you're so I'm staring at him and I'm like, oh, I know where I am. Yes. That's why nobody's laughing at the jokes. Here we go.
Now I want to sit down and have a 30-minute interview with you.
We will do that. We will do that. I'm happy to do it anytime. I'll tell the sordid tale. What do you got coming up on the show tomorrow?
Tomorrow, John Hancock, as always, joins us in the 9 o'clock hour. But the big thing tomorrow is the 1 year anniversary of Good Morning BC.
Yep.
So we're going to share some fun moments, a look back at the past year from the beginning of the show until now, and some of our listeners' favorite moments, some of our favorite phone calls, some of the moments that were just fascinating interviews. It's going to be a really fun show. Plus, we'll have all the news headlines and the topics that we find interesting and entertaining, and will make you think, will make you smile. Everything you need to know as you're heading into work on your Friday.
All righty. Good stuff, Friday. Enjoy speaking with you, and we'll talk in the morning. Thanks so much, Beth.
You are one of my favorite hosts of the Brett Winterbull Show.
Ah, darn it. I knew it. I love that so much. Thank you so much, Beth Troutman.